I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You. A couple of weeks back, you had an encounter with 13-year cicadas.
Oh, yeah.
That came all of a sudden, didn't it?
Well,
were you expecting it?
I was expecting it, although I was sort of ignorant of their distribution in Virginia. For some reason, I thought they were just going to be in the southernmost reaches of Virginia, but when in fact they go up to Maryland and even a little bit further. But yeah, brood 19, a 13-year cicada. It's the only brood of 13-year cicadas that we have in Virginia. We've got six other broods of the 17-year cicada. Someone had contacted me through my Facebook page and indicated that they had heard periodical cicadas on their farm, located somewhere near Hanover Courthouse. I took off to Hanover Courthouse and just found a little country road and started heading east, and then I would stop periodically to listen. On the second stop, it sounded like there was a UFO about to land. It was just absolutely amazing, that sound of thousands of periodical cicadas calling at once is so eerie and so wonderful and incredible. That brood was last seen in 1998 and won't be seen again until 2024. And there's a website called magicicada.com that is tracking brood 19, and people can call in or enter their sightings online, and you can see an interactive map as the distribution begins to develop. And it is the largest of all the periodical cicada broods, and they range west as far as Missouri and eastern Texas. They're primarily throughout the southeastern United States.
Are they still active right now here?
Well, they're probably gone for the most part. They tend to emerge in late May and early June, and they're only active for 2 or 3 weeks, and then the calls start to drop off, and you'll find lots of dead ones around. But the annual cicadas, the dog day cicadas, the ones that we see every year, they start emerging just about the time that the periodical cicadas are dropping off.
And the description, what do they look like?
Oh, periodical cicada, you can't miss. They are black with bright red eyes. Occasionally you get some with blue eyes, but they're very distinctive, and that black body has orange markings. And again, they come out early in the season, so a combination of their color and call and their activity period is a characteristic for periodical cicadas.
Now, the photographs that you sent me, are they from this particular brood this year?
Yes, yes. That's Magicicada tradescum, the 13-year cicada that's found on the eastern part of the United States. In Virginia, they're found pretty much along the eastern third of Virginia.
Well, I'll put those online.
That'd be great.
They're beautiful.
Very handsome animal.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America and of What's Bugging You. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.